Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live. And speaking of Facebook and YouTube Live, as we mentioned, no live camera this morning. Unfortunately, you're dealing with Rick as your IT guy and not Pete or George or any of the guys that flip the right switches and push the right buttons. But you know what? It's all good, because this is Let's Talk Hookup, and we're sure talking about it today with our buds. Corey Sandin is in the house co-hosting with me today as Pete travels back from the Midwest this afternoon, and we are having a great show. Captain Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty is joining us, and man, we have just had a fun first hour talking fishing, hanging out, talking with you. It's been a great morning, and we got another full hour coming your way.
I know. How about that? And we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Thank you, Taro. And
absolutely.
If you want to join us, send us a text via the app. You can do it right there. It says text the show. And we were talking about the app earlier, and it's such an easy download and easy to deal with. And it's so cool. It's really the way I've turned my listening way and listen to all the archives. You can just basically on demand right there.
Yeah,
and listen while you drive and...
Yeah, that's it, boy.
And super simple.
Man, just, we look out the window of the world headquarters, just another perfect day.
Incredible,
half-day boat,
right?
Was pulling away, packed up when we were leaving this morning. Dolphins having a great trip. We heard Marcos talk about that great fishing. And speaking of great fishing, we're going to continue on. We've got the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line this morning, Corey.
And it's brought to us by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. It's where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out their easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. You stop by the location in Old Town right there on Taylor Street, or just check them out at fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservations today. Good morning, Mr. Wish. How you doing, Mark?
Yo, Corey, Ricky, Taro, great show. Having fun listening to you guys.
Yeah.
So,
no doubt.
So here we and just think about Pete out there wandering around them snowbanks, and you know, and Danny and Pam from Fish Dope. They're not too far from there. Also wandering around the snowbanks. He's in Minnesota, probably 40 below zero, and we're only 30 knots out there. It's like, no thanks, guys. You are so much missing out.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I agree, man. And
but,
like Marco's talking about that bonito fishing, man, half day. I mean, just said some incredible things happening locally and even some yellowtail here, Mark.
Yeah, there is some yellowtail. We'll mention that here in a minute. But so being post-Thanksgiving, and I hope everybody had a good one, we're now – just creeping into the meteorological winter, starts December 1st, so it's like almost officially winter. And, but God, for the next few days, we're blessed with this incredibly nice weather. So on Thanksgiving Day, I was just checking the buoys, seeing what the, conditions were offshore. Almost all the buoys are still 65 degrees, which is pretty nice water temp for this time of year. And in the Pedro Channel, I don't think I've ever seen 1.3 feet at a very long interval. I mean, that's
wow.
Like beyond calm. That's just as flat can get.
At the table.
It's just, yeah, that's so nice. But, you know, some guys are out there taking advantage of it. There's lots and lots of squid around all up and down the coast here, like major squid. It bodes well. But the squid up in Santa Monica Bay has provided some really good calico bass fishing for the guys fishing Palos Verdes coastline, mostly up above Rocky there. Good calico bass fishing and a hint of sea bass in there too. So we'll have to see if they kind of get with it. And then tonnage of squid, you know, down off Huntington Beach. It's been there for a long time outside of Isers and then that checkpoint zone and then down towards Solana Beach there, that area by you. Just amazing amounts of squid. Rumors of sea bass scattered throughout, and then a few yellows there. in that La Jolla area and some of that big bonita there. I mean, it's just, there's going to be some good catches from your sector here this weekend with this nice weather, I'm thinking. Nothing of consequence from both Nick or SBI, but again, with the nice weather, I'm guessing that'll change, especially SBI. I know some boats are fishing there. We'll get those reports here in a day or so. Now we're at Catalina, the bait grounds. You know, the bait area at Catalina stretches from the V's up towards Salta Verde, a little above there even. And it's been getting checked on a regular basis. You know, obviously the seiners have just been pounding the hell out of it, but guys have been fishing it, picking a sea bass here and there, including some big ones. And now we got a trickle of yellowtail starting to show up in there. Nice gray yellows are mixed in. And, of course, they love that squid. You want to be fishing a dropper loop setup with a squid down toward the bottom. Fly line of bait also to keep something up a little higher. And then don't hesitate to fish those yo-yo jigs in that area, guys. We've got some really good fishing at this time of year, especially, you know, after daylight, once you start moving around, you can drive up and down on a fathom curve. 15 is kind of on the inside, mostly 20, not too much deeper than that. And mark those schools of yellows and drop a jig down. You don't need really big ones, mostly just like a Tatty 9 or a Sala 6X Junior because you're not fishing too deep, and crank away. And, man, we've had some good fishing at this time of year. So there's a lot going on. You know, I would imagine some guys are going to get out there and check Cortez. You know, I don't think any of the sport fleet made it. Just couldn't round up the passengers, but I'm guessing there'll be some private boat pressure. And again, because of this nice weather, and I imagine those bluefin and yellows that's been hanging out, you know, mostly around the Cortez there, I imagine there'll be a few of them captured also. So no shortage of things to do. Nice weather, good fishing, and time to go. Time to go, guys.
Boy, you said it best, buddy. There's some great fishing to be had and some great condition to go with it, man. There's a wintertime isn't always like this, so take advantage when you can, and this is certainly the time to do so, and it's certainly a great time to take advantage of some great fishing information, and that's what you get with fishdope.com is reports just like that from Captain Mark. You get it every day at your fingertips, and you can save $30 off of a new Fish Dope subscription by using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, it's all lowercase, no space, saves you $30 off of a new membership. And Mark, if somebody wants to find you at Pacific Edge, how do we do it?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by a big Chevron station. And the phone number is 714-840-4262. And the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I hope everybody has a good week and gets out to take advantage of some of this nice weather, because one of these days it's going to change. But, man, it's looking good for the moment.
Well, thankfully we're in Southern California and not dealing with de-icing a plane and trying to get out of Michigan, man. Sorry, Pete. But anyway, thank you very much, Mark.
See you, Mark. Appreciate it very much.
All right, we'll see you guys.
See you later,
oh, man, and that was, poor sorry. Pete. All right, I'm going to just, I keep digging. But hey, it's brought to us by Norsk Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norsk delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronic power. Norsk batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. Upgrade your marine power today. Set up your system at NorskLithium.com or go see the trolling motor doctor.
We have a ton of great texts. Try to, you know, keep on heavy on the phone calls for the first hour when we're in the fan, but there are so many great texts that have come through. First one I want to read is, good morning, guys. What a great show, as always. I love the Liberty, and Taro has built such a great operation. He and this crew are so helpful and knowledgeable. I think their greatest attribute, though, is they fish so hard. It's especially noticeable on two-day trips. They bring the full-day mentality of limited time to fish on their multi-day trips when time seems endless. At the end of my trip, I walk off exhausted but with a big smile on my face. And the other thing, this boat is always kept so perfectly clean during the trip. My question for Taro is, what is your favorite type of fish to fish for when you're on board the Liberty, and then also when your trips are off, when you trip off for yourself? Thanks, guys. That's from Mike in San Diego.
Awesome, Mike. Thank you for coming out. When we're fishing on the boat, I personally like to fish for anything that wants to bite. Anything that wants to bite. But growing up local fishing, I love yellowtail fishing. Mainly because you can catch them all different ways. You know, you don't have to be a specialist at like any type of style. You know, you could spread out the whole boat, and guys will be in the bow fishing surf, going and fishing the surf service line. You could have the knob having the novices with yo-yo jigs or dropper loops. You can have the guys in the stern with flyline baits, you know, and everyone has a great shot of catching one. Those fish are probably my favorite to fish for. When I'm on the beach, off the boat, bass.
You're a green bass.
Freshwater.
Fish bass, yeah. And I like fishing bass because it's technical, but yet they do bite, and you can make them bite, and it's almost with the electronics and stuff on the bass boat. Now it's almost like being on a sport boat with live scope and, you know, sonar and live sonar. It's tricky, yet still you're kind of able to do it, and you can catch those fish all different ways too. And that's what I like too, is because I'm like a tackle head. You know, I have a garage full of stuff that I don't need, and you know, you can catch a large mouth bass with all kinds of different stuff, and that's what I like.
How much has grown up fishing with a sonar help shorten your learning curve? You know, I mean, that's the thing we were talking about before the show started with live scope, and, you know, and basically you're sonar fishing in the lakes these days.
You're sonar fishing in the lakes. Like, I would say it's like, I mean, you're open water fishing a lot of times, or you can fish around structure, you know, and it's definitely like fishing with the sonar on, fishing for yellowtail, fishing for bluefin, you know, it's very similar.
Yeah.
Very simple.
That's cool.
In the freshwater scene.
In the freshwater scene.
And it's so crazy.
With a live scope, yeah.
We're watching Mike Lackey exit the harbor here on the Vagabond. I mean, I see that. I'm listening to you. I'm watching him exit the harbor. And it's just like you described. Like the whole and I say that because he loves freshwater bass, too. Like a majority of the fleet that are good fishermen. Even Kihara got into it.
Yeah, Brian.
Like,
yeah, we
went. Yeah, right.
Yeah, down
like
Mexico,
he even got into
Boston,
it. Yeah, but the whole thing, freshwater. You're talking like sonar and fishing them deeper for a freshwater guy. 30 feet of water
is deep.
Is like they're ice fishing extremely deep, right?
Yeah.
But for a sport boat guy, that's shallow, man.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
grab a crank, a jig, like whatever it might be, and 25-30 feet of water is pretty simple.
It's similar fishing, but just on a different scale.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and at the end of the day, there's no stress. Like there's.
Well, I can make it stressful.
Well, yeah, but you're
stressful for sure.
But you don't have the stress of 25 sets of eyeballs looking up at the captain.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
it's just you and a buddy.
Yeah.
And
why don't you tell one of his crew members that he took bass fishing that day? If it's no stress.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
No,
for sure.
But especially if one or the other gets down by about four or five fish to the other guy, then try to tell me there's no stress.
Yeah, Ryan and I have had some really good days.
Just don't take Brandon with
really
you. Because it'll get real serious.
Oh.
go down by five fish at Otay to Brandon and try to tell me that you've got no stress.
Yeah.
You're not at the end of your day. Or vice versa. You know?
Yeah.
Go up on Brandon by six fish at Otay. If he's not a stress case. Let's try to figure out why it's not happening.
Hey, I've done it. And at Picacho's, he had the clicker going.
Oh, yeah.
And we couldn't just catch 999. It had
to
be 1,000.
Yeah.
No, it had to be 1,001 to say we had over 1,000.
Yeah, it can't be. There has to be over.
Yeah. Yeah, I've like stretched out that one more cast a lot.
I
read something the other day that said fisherman's math on the last cast. The last cast means 30 minutes, and even if I get a bite, that timer starts over right there.
Oh, yeah.
That is so true.
Last cast is at least a half hour, and any bite, clock starts to new again.
Oh,
very
true.
Well, Corey, I know you had a fun text standby.
Hi, there's so many texts coming through, and I picked this out of the shuffle, Rick, and it says, "Good morning, gents. Great show. Having Captain Taro on air. Question for Captain Taro. What's your recommendation for catching those large lean cod down at Colonnette?" And that comes from Daniel in Santa Barbara.
You know, you can never go wrong with just a dropper loop bait.
Yeah.
I know like a lot of that fishing down there is 180 to 250 to 300 plus. And what I've noticed and what some of the guys have started doing is they're using their knife jigs, you know, and personally, I have one tie on it. It's a 350HD. And that by far I think is the best jig that I could think of, because it's a great size and catch everything with it.
And you're still going to catch a red.
And you're still going to catch a red and a rockfish, but on your hooks, on the two bottom hooks, guys have started to add flukes.
Oh,
what?
Really? A little tricky thing there. They've added flukes onto their hooks, so it kind of gives a little bit of a bigger presentation, gives a little flair.
Good idea.
And then, you know, on our call net trips, if we do see bluefin or short, or something, you still have a knife jig.
Yeah,
but you just take off your flukes. You still got your stuff. So, but no, I've seen guys doing putting on flukes on their knife jigs.
Interesting.
The big swim bait deal I know is a big thing up there in the Channel Islands, and you can never go wrong with a dropper loop. Bigger bait, you know, like a sardine or a mackerel.
And you're still going to catch a big red.
You're
still going to get that 4 or 5 pound red.
Something Captain Matt Brawl and Captain Concept talked about a long time ago was fishing a big, you know, the big OG flat falls, you know, like the 250, 300 gallon flat falls, and pinning on a sardine or a mackerel, like kind of like the white sea bass Hamburgaser rig. And those guys talked about that being a good link on thing. We went and fished local Point Loma Pipe one day and fished that. We had those giant sardines for bait and pinned one on that. Dude, Slingcods went wild for that. You're there's something about a big lure, like those things.
He didn't keep that a secret?
Well, I mean, it was only a secret if you subscribe to Captain Concepts there. Like, a very worthy subscription, let me tell you. That's a pretty darn good one, for sure.
So funny. Hey, I have another text that actually is a follow-up, kind of, from Charisse in Huntington Beach. And good morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. Taro mentioned upcoming trips to Colonette. How long is a trip? And what can I expect to catch? So, I mean, we've kind of already mentioned the catch, but...
Our Colonette trips are day-and-a-half trips. So, for instance, we leave on a Friday night at 6 o'clock at night and come back home on Sunday. You know, it's targeting yellowtail, rockfish, reds, lingcods. And then on those types of trips, you know, there's always the opportunity to run into other species. So it's kind of a coastal trip to a destination where in the past there's been very good reds and lingcods, and depending on the year, we've had really good yellowtail fish in there as well. It's one of those places on the coast where they just like to gather, and you get them on the right time and you got some really fun yellowtail fish.
And that zone really doesn't get hit by anybody except
there's
the trips like yourself going down
there. Yeah, on trips that are like specific trips to go fish there, or during this time of year, maybe some of the longer range boats will like fish on the way home as one of their things to end off their trip. But it's kind of an untouched area and like stretch of coast.
Yeah.
And you said it best too, that you hadn't thought about it in the last few years. It's just fishing has been so good and you guys have started your seasons so early and they have run so late that by the time the dust settles, you know, a lot of people are like, okay, I gotta get this boat back together and get ready for fishing, and I gotta have a little bit of time for family life. So, long story short, there have not been a lot of boats that have put that run back on the map, and I just think it's so cool that you guys are doing it. Like,
I really do. We have some downtime for like this year.
You said this is your off year.
This is our off year for going up to the boatyard, and we have some downtime. We'll just throw them on the schedule.
I love it. Kind of see
what happens, you know.
Hey,
so.
Speaking of Fisherman's Landing, we've got the man in here, man. Come on in, Carl. Carl, come on. Here you are, right here, Carl.
Carl's leaving on vacation to go 10-day fishing today, and he was standing at the door. Carl and I have been buds forever. I grabbed some rods for him from the house, and he just came to pick him up. And I said, hey, Carl, come in and say something. He's like, no, I'm not doing it. And then Corey said, Carl, come in and say something. No, I'm not doing it. And then Corey did what he should do. Forced it. Well played, Corey.
You're not walking away from this one.
That's right. Morning, Carl.
Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing?
We're good. So, excited you're out of here.
Yeah.
10 days off of work. done deal, going fishing.
Yeah, leaving about an hour from now. We're waiting for the last guy.
That's awesome. How good has that 10-day fishing been?
Man, it is as good as it gets down there for the last, I don't know if you guys saw the YouTube channel, but we were talking to Tim Ekstrom down there, and like, we haven't seen fishing like that in like 15, 20 years. The kelp paddies offshore, off Mag Bay and stuff for the Dorado and Wahoo. There's big bluefin on the Ranger Bank, the lower banks. Possible chance of catching a big tuna down there.
Everything is right there.
Yeah. The ridge, the 13, the 23 has been really good fishing on Wahoo, school size yellowfin. The beach has been really good yellowtail fishing. So everyone's pumped. Yeah. XL's leaving, Vagabond's leaving, and the Intrepid's leaving. So everyone's excited. A lot of excitement down there.
Yeah, I'll bet. It's electric down there. Yeah. You mentioned the YouTube video that you did with Captain Tim Ekstrom. You guys have been doing – I think it's awesome. If you haven't kept up, you guys have done a lot of effort into the social media side of things at Fisherman's Landing. And that's like a new feature that once a week you do a weekly update, kind of a what's happening. And it's like morphed into a lot more than just a little bit of a report. Sometimes it's Carl giving a rundown of what the best baits were. This time of year, just like we were talking about, Let's Talk Hookup is cool because now there's a little bit more time with some of the guys being off the boat that are always gone, and that was the case for this week.
Yeah, and it's really good. Like, man, who's running this boat or whatever? And that's what we're going to do this summer. We're going to get every captain, even Taro, even if he likes it or not, we're going to get him. We're going to get a camera in front of his face and, like, let everyone know who's on what boat and tell them, like, a little history about them. So, man, I want to go fishing on this boat, but don't know much about it. You can learn a lot from listening to the videos and like, oh yeah, I want to try Taro out or whoever, whatever boat it may be out of Fisherman's Landing. And we're going to do a walkthrough of all the boats. We've done that a little already. And, get everyone familiar with all the faces down here and know what's going on.
And how cool that, you know, the weekly update was from Captain Tim on the Royal Star.
Yeah.
Like, this is the kind of roundup. This is what's happening on the fall scene. This is what we're catching. This is what we're seeing. And that was the guy who, you know, hours before had just come home from an eight-day trip.
Exactly. Yep. And we did Justin. We got Frank. And, you know, we're going to get everyone down there. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great to get this up and running and – because, I mean, especially on the reservation side, like, who runs that boat or whatever? Or what is this boat all about and stuff? Like, now we have a resource. Hey, you know, go to YouTube, Google Fisherman's Landing on the YouTube, and you'll see all the boats. It's going to be categorized by either fishing tips or fishing reports or boats and stuff like that.
Cool way to get familiar with something, because we talked about how busy, you know, the charter schedule has gotten with the Liberty. The boat has just become extremely popular.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're wanting to do your open party trip and go fishing on board the Liberty, but man, they're chartered that day and they're chartered the next day, well, that gives you an opportunity to know what this other boat is like and what this other captain and vice versa. Yep. You know, if you haven't had an opportunity to fish on board the Liberty, mm-hmm. now there's going to be a resource to do a little bit of walkthrough, check out the boat. This is Taro and Ryan, and this is Paul and Mitch. So, like, the whole crew. I think it's a cool feature that you guys have added to the land.
It puts a name to the face, you know.
Totally. Yeah, it's fun. We were talking about Liberty Colonnette trips.
Yep.
Haven't got to experience in a while. What's the buzz like around the landing for upcoming wintertime day and a half? Those are some of my favorite trips.
Yeah.
They're really exciting that is now on the schedule again.
Yeah, I mean, we used to do a lot of that on the Pacific Queen and stuff, and it was really good yellowtail fishing. Then the bluefin fishing showed back up.
It kind of just got like shadowed
it
by
did.
Like
yeah, it did.
You know, like the all season tuna fishing kind of just took over, and you didn't really get to see like a whole lot of like, oh, let's go down the coast and go fishing. And for me, it's kind of getting my fix because we didn't really get to do a lot of the island yellowtail fishing, and the island yellowtail fishing can be great, and I like love that style, but yet I didn't really get to do a whole lot of it because of our charters and because of the way our schedule was matched up. But now it's like, well, we can do that now for a couple months before we get into the craziness of charter fishing and offshore fishing. So that was kind of like what I like to put it up on a schedule for, and it's a stretch of coast, just like I was telling Corey, like, no one really gets to go down there, and
not anymore,
and it's a place that can be really cool, really fun, local type fishing.
And there's such easy trips. I'm assuming at least for the beginning, you got them scheduled on the weekends, so you're not having to take any time off of work.
Yeah.
You get on the boat in the evening. You travel down in a very comfortable bunk. You get up. It's all the great things about the Liberty, the elevated food that you guys do, yep. The comfortable galley. You are going to have, you know, like you say, shots at great yellowtail fishing, maybe even shots of bluefin fishing. But more importantly, you're going to come home with the best eating fish
yeah.
possible on the coast. But it's all the things that you guys still do. It's bleeding the rockfish. It's stored in RSW. It's like, it's all of those things on those high-end, big flashbulb tuna trips, but for great rockfish.
It's just a short introductory to what the Liberty is about at kind of a time of the year where it's not the craziness of, like, 500 people down at the landing. It's very leisurely. You might need to, like, say you don't feel too good to get off of work early a little bit to, like, drive down here by 6 o'clock, but you'll be back on Sunday morning and be able to take a nap and go back to work on Monday. So, it's kind of an introductory trip to see what the boat is about and go do some fishing, and where 9 times out of 10, a lot of parts of the coast, you can't really go fishing, or parts of the state, because it's cold or doing weird stuff, you know, or you're stuck in Minnesota or wherever, you know.
So when this undoubtedly takes off more than you're planning on, what about a charter? Can somebody charter the boat and do one of these?
Absolutely, okay. Yeah. We have a few groups right now working.
I'll bet.
working to get a weekend because I have trips online for all of the weekends, and I told them, hey, if you want to do it, you better hurry up and get on
before before they get booked
up. Because if we start getting reservations, you're not going to get that weekend.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about these trips is if you've always wanted to do one of these trips and, man, I want to go catch a tuna or whatever, but, like, it's overwhelming and you've, like, there's a ton of people on the boat, it's chaotic and stuff, you know, guys watch the videos and stuff, this will be great to get your feet wet, you know, like, kind of give you a really good idea what it's going to be like
on that length of trip.
You know, especially if there's good yellowtail fishing, you're going to catch some nice game fish. You'll learn how to work with people, and you'll be then when the summer comes around or the spring comes around, you want to do a bluefin tuna trip or a yellowfin trip or a 2-day trip. At least you know what you're walking into, and you're going to be a lot more comfortable and have a lot more confidence in that type of trip. You know, it's a great beginner's trip.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, from right now, no one's really fishing all that much locally. So November to, let's say, June, there's that 6-7 month break. You got to get in the middle to, like, kind of hone your craft still and still know how to use your rod and reel. And it's perfect to get in there a couple months in. Oh, yeah, this thing still works.
Yep.
What about
my reels are working good still.
Is there a way to, like, book a spot in advance? You're thinking you got a fisherman friend, buddy, family that would want a Christmas gift. Can I buy a spot for a January trip to give as a Christmas present right now?
Yeah, just call the landing and we'll take care of it if you want to buy a gift card.
How fun would that be if you got, you know, a couple fishermen on the list, like, hey, you know, all right, boys, we're all going. I bought day and a half trips for everybody. We're gonna go do a call net.
We do that all the time. Just call, or you can even go online and make the reservations for the guys. And then, hey, I'm not going to be on the trip, but John, Joe, and Jack are all going. I'm paying for it. These are the guys' names. Hey, just make sure they got a passport. Just show up, and we'll take care of the rest. Super easy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we're excited, Carl. We're going to let you go. I know, good job, Corey, on manhandling him and forcing him in front of the microphone. Poor Carl just came in to pick up a couple rods and reels to go on a 10-day trip, and we forced you into a little bit of work.
Yeah,
but,
no worries.
Have a great trip, and maybe you can shoot us a call next weekend from the boat and let us know how the trip's going.
Absolutely.
All right.
I'll do it.
I'm going to reserve my chunk of Wahoo right now.
Yeah, well, there's a rental fee for these rods and reels. No money needs to exchange hands, but if I don't see a top loin of a piece of Wahoo, like, we're going to have some problems. So put Taro and I both on that list.
If it's even half as good as it has been, that shouldn't be a problem.
All right. I like it. Carl, great job. Appreciate it very much. Very fun. And good luck on your 10-day. Going to be a great trip. Speaking of 10 days, I had a fun text come through from our buddy Eric Sheets. And Eric is traveling south on the Polaris Supreme, said that they have the show going on in the galley, and everybody's listening, and they're rolling south right now. So, Taro, he said good luck, and, man, a big good luck to everybody on the Supreme down there. And, Eric, hope you guys have a great trip, and thanks for having thanks to Aliar for having the show going on in the galley. That's pretty fun.
Right?
Yeah, I dig it. All right, well, hey, we got to jump right back into them. Lots of great info coming your way, and, boy, a whole lot more Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Boys. That's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Staboscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. Perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, man, Carl just walked out the door with a quiver of Shimano gear going on this trip, and the mainstay being that Talica 20. 8-day trip right now with that great fishing going on. What a gem having that reel to get to fish with. And, Taro, you guys took such advantage of that bluefin this year, yellowtail. It's hard to beat the Shimano lineup these days.
The Shimano lineup is crazy. I mean, you have a reel that in that Talica series, you just have a reel for everything that you could do on a day and a half to 15-day trip.
And no doubt about it, man. Power, smooth, gearing, castability. Hook a fish that was far too big for the reel in your hands, and you're still in the driver's seat. Check them out at your local Shimano dealer. Or for more information, check out Shimano.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. We need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, that was a cool session right there with Carl. And you were giving him a I was listening to the seminar. You were giving him the gear you sent them with and like the finesse 80-pound rig and the
– Taro said it.
Educate me.
Taro said it about himself. He's like, I'm a tacklehead, man. Like –
yeah.
Tackle junkie, man.
Yeah.
Like, do you need it all? Well, no, but no, what's the point? Yeah, yeah. Sure.
What's
you know?
Another rod?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can develop a lot of little things, and yeah, you know, there's... I got really into fishing Guadalupe when that was the thing. It's my favorite. I think that might be my favorite. Next to, you know, back in the days of fishing Clarion Island, I think Guadalupe might be my favorite place to fish, because you have to angle for them a little bit. And if as long as you can do that, if you can pick a good bait and you can fish it the right way, you usually can get a bite. But if you don't do those things, it can be really frustrating.
Yeah.
And there are times when getting a bait a little farther away from the boat or having it hooked in the way or that place specifically, like if your gear was a little bit niched to it, like it can make a huge difference. So, yeah, there's like... You know, there's 80-pound tackle that you fish with when it's really good fishing and you just want to be able to throw them on board. Or there's 80-pound tackle that's, man, you should be fishing gear much larger than this, but you have to get a bite. And sometimes the rods and reels that you would fish between those two are a little bit different. You know, there's like the meat stick of 80-pound and like, man, I really got to finesse a bite out and, you know, and fish a rod that's a little longer or a little shorter. And, yeah, I had a... You know, I've been in the tackle biz for too long. I got a pile full of gear. When Carl and I were like talking back and forth about all the gear he's bringing, and you saw it, Corey. Like he tried to deny, like
he didn't want it.
Yeah, no. I need to borrow one rod and reel, and I showed up with three. I'm like, oh, you're taking all of these.
And Tara was like, dude, put them up top. Like, what do you mean you're not going to take them?
Put them up top, or put the reels in your room if you're not going to you're not going to use it. But what if you need it?
That's it.
And this is like the most epic 10-day style of fishing that there's been in, like, how long, Rick? I mean, it's...
I mean, put this in in perspective. I worked on the American Angler from 2005 to 2014, and I never saw this wahoo fishing that they're having right now.
Like, not even close.
I'm, like, jealous.
Yeah. Big time.
I'm super jealous that the guys working now are seeing that, because I never saw it. You know how many damn days I spent in that mass looking for a wahoo kelp? There were so many days looking for a kelp. Never found one.
It's crazy.
And it's almost every trip these guys are seeing one.
And getting scores off of a big kelp. I mean, scores. It's so good. I can't imagine... Man, I'm glad I'm not going on this. I can't imagine what your quiver of gear would look like because every single thing is in play on a 10-day trip right now.
Oh, yeah.
And that's from 15-pound yellowtail on the coast somewhere to 50-pound yellowtail on the coast or at the rocks.
And then you're shot at a 100-plus-pound bluefin either on the way down or on the way home.
Daytime and nighttime both, so there's gear for those. There's 15-pound yellowfin. There's 50-pound yellowfin. There's 250-pound yellowfin. I mean, like, everything. Like, all of it, fly line and jig fishing, kite fishing, all the wahoo, grouper and marlin. Like, it's all by
you. Maybe we turn the Liberty into a 10-day boat now.
Sign me up, man. I'm in. Like, it is so good now.
And, like... Brian was mentioning last week, there's spots here and there, a single spot two available on a lot of these trips.
It was so good that the angler put another trip on. You know, they put another trip on, another 10-day trip, you know, with Ken from Ken's Custom Reels, such a popular group. And, you know, he said they put that trip on within a few days. It already had more than enough to go. And if it's not sold out, I'm sure, you know, that there's not a lot of opportunities. But, yeah, call Lori. I know when Frank was on the show, he mentioned that there was a spot or two on Shogun and Royal Polaris. The Royal Star has spots available. It's just it's a great time to go. Like you said, it's not a huge, but there's a spot or two here or there. And, man, talk about strike while the iron's hot.
You have to think about cycles. You know, like all of the fish, every fish, they go through cycles.
Our whole ocean.
Being great. Yeah, like we've had a great bluefin cycle. Right. Now they're like these longer trips right now just because we're on the topic of like they're going through a cycle, man. Like the grade of yellowfin the last several years. Now the wahoo, you know, like just the cycle, and you just have to go. Yeah. Like you can't wait. I'll wait to see what happens, or we'll take advantage of it next year. You just have to go.
Yeah,
The way fishing, the sport of fishing is, you have to go when, exactly, striking when the iron's hot. And I get it. I mean, I try to explain to Gina, like, I have to go to the lake right now.
Like, you don't understand, honey.
Like, if I don't go right now, it's not going to be good in an hour. Like, I have to go right now. I get it, but if you're able to pull those strings, you just gotta go.
That's it, man. It's the thing that's so cool too is it's good everywhere down there. Meaning that like the fleet can get easily spread out. You know, there's great fishing at the rocks. There's great fishing up and down the ridge. There's great fishing on the lower bank. So, like, it gives everybody an opportunity to be at different places. And communication between the boats has never been better, you know, with Starlink and satellite and all the things that you guys have. Like, how easy is it for you to stay in touch with what everybody else is doing?
Oh,
and
it makes a huge difference.
I'm sure. I can't imagine, you know, wanting to make a move, wanting to check in with somebody who's been here or there. Hey, I was just down this area. It's not good. Somebody else is out to the west. It is. Like, yeah. I mean, that's got to be such a difference.
The amount of information that is out there right now, just with any type of fishing, you know, it's crazy. It's great. And that's what makes our style of fishing, our sport boat fishing, so unique, is the camaraderie amongst the fleet, to like have that type of brotherhood where you can call somebody, hey, you're 500 miles away, but do I still go? Like,
right.
That's huge.
It's another thing that impresses me so much about specifically the full day fleet here in San Diego is, I mean, let's call it what it is. You guys are in direct competition for business with each other, and couldn't possibly be better in terms of sharing your information. I mean, this is the guy that
there's
you're competing
four boats.
For dollars with,
yeah.
And yet still every day. I mean, you guys, you know, especially now, you know, like you guys all worked together and on different boats.
Oh, exactly.
And like,
it's
really
yeah.
cool to see.
Yeah, I mean, there's four boats, you know, as far as the open party full day fleet is concerned. And I've known Cameron since he was in high school, you know, and Booger's known me since I was in high school. So it's all come around full circle, but essentially we are in competition with each other, which definitely makes it fun. But, you know, when we're out there fishing, it's like we're just still fishing.
Yeah.
You know, it's still fun, and it's family, and we all look after each other. And that's what makes that our group so tight.
Yeah.
You know, we're always looking out for one another.
And it's crazy.
You know that it's coming back to you. Like, you know that, you know, putting somebody else on your good fishing is only going to come around, and that same thing is going to happen to you. You know, you're going to get – you put that call out because you're going to get that same call back.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I was going to say, it's crazy because it's like all of you could be on the lake fishing
on
your own boats, right?
Yeah.
But it's the same level of competition.
Yeah.
Like you might be down on the rock pile or south of south or, you know, whatever it might be. But
and
it's
that's
just
happened at the lake before, too, when we were all down there in Mexico.
That's true. Absolutely. Hey, I saw the video of you casting over the back of you, catching crankbait fish, right?
Yeah.
But hey. I've got a good text, and it kind of falls in line with what we were just talking about with Booger and the whole group there. Good morning, guys. When I think of the Liberty, excellent boat, captain and crew, and so many great wide-open yellowtail memories, question for Taro, how was it being mentored by Booger, and what's the most important thing you learned from him? And that comes from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
How to use a sonar. He's really good.
Okay.
He is really good. You know, just being able to stand behind him and watch him yellowtail fishing at the islands, he's really good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say he taught himself, but he learned a lot. You know, you learn a lot just by driving around that place, and he's driven around that place for a long, long time. And the Coronado Islands are one of those places. It's probably one of the toughest places to fish on the coast. Because
It's the most fruitful,
and it's also one of the toughest places. And you know, I could say he's seen a lot of that change, a lot of the conditions, a lot of this type of fishing where you're like, oh, I've seen that page in the book before. I'm going to go here.
Right.
Or he knows every nook and cranny of that place, like just like the back of his hand, and just learning how to sonar fish, you know, and like learning not just that too, but like the full day type of business too. He's a great businessman, and like learning about the full day fleet and like how it would operate, you know, like a full day boat. Because it is different than a 10-day trip, and different than, you know, like a longer trip, but learning how to bring those things to your boat along with the customer service, but just how to run an operation too, but
something I admired so much about their operation and what Booger did, and then getting to see the same thing with you, is like the cultivation of like a core, you know, call them regular passengers, the guys that come fishing all the time. And like, you know, both Boog and Brawla and you, and I know Cameron the same, like you do such a good job. Like this guy loves fishing on board the Liberty, and he loves this kind of fishing, and like the camaraderie that's created with the crew. And like, I mean, they become part of the team. And like, I get to see it in the tackle store, the guys going by, I'm like, that's my boat. Of course I'm going fishing with Tara. Like, that's my boat. Like, wouldn't think of going somewhere else.
Yeah. And then not just like only taking care of the regulars, but
that's what I meant. Like, but the cultivation of it.
But the regulars that come on the boat are still passengers, but they also like, are also helping with the boat. Like, you could ask a regular, hey, like, how do I do this, or what are you doing different? Right. And just molding the people to help out the crew at the same time. And I mean, the regulars that are on that boat are on the San Diego. They are dedicated, man, because there's, they're full for weeks on end, in the middle in the middle of the summer, and those are guys that only fish there, and they book every Wednesday for the next month. So that, and then just taking care of your passengers, because those are the ones that get you off the dock, essentially. I don't get to pay my bills if I don't have passengers,
right?
So learning how to take care of your passengers and just knowing that they feed you.
Right. I mean, that's very well said. I'm trying to remember back, Taro. You worked on the Mission Bell?
On the Mission Bell 2003 and 4.
Was that with Booger?
That was when Booger just bought it.
Okay. And then you were on the San Diego.
And then before that, so
Endeavor.
Okay, so 2000 I started working on the Orion when they came down.
Okay.
And then 2001 and 2, I worked on the Sea Watch, worked for Seaforth, and worked on the Sea Watch, but dabbled into like the San Diego when the Landing Saloon owned it, new Seaforth, kind of just bouncing around, just kind of because I was just fishing head.
Was the Endeavor ever in there?
The Endeavor was never in there. I think we probably went fishing together, because I fished with Sueño a few times. And then 2003 and 4, I started working with Booger when he bought the Mission Bell. And then after that, 2005 is when I went to the American Angler for 9 years. With the plan of to come back and work with Booger on the Mission Bell after a couple of years on the Angler, but 2 turned into 9.
Right.
And then I came back in 2014.
To the San Diego?
To the San Diego and helped Booger out and drove for a couple of years before the Liberty in 2016.
Incredible.
It's awesome.
An incredible story, really.
Yeah. Cool.
I mean, we have so many cool stories within our industry and the people, but it gives me chills. I mean, seriously, to think of
25 years went by really fast.
That's real crazy,
fast.
Right?
Yes.
That's how you know you're doing it right.
No, it's incredible. Yeah. No, it's pretty neat.
I love this text. Says, all right, I've had enough. We all know the boat's good. We all know Caro's great. Can we talk about the best thing, and that's the cheeseburger?
Yeah.
It is literally the best I've had on any boat. Your galley has always been so great. We miss Sarah, but you guys haven't missed a beat. Love everything about it. That's from Bruce at Lemon Grove.
Thanks, Bruce. Yeah, Sarah, she filled in some big shoes.
And
she pretty much built what the galley is, because she got to come in when we were starting it, and, she built that reputation of the Liberty Galley. Like, as far as I'm concerned, the Liberty Galley is Sarah's. Like, that's Sarah's galley. Like,
I should
have a sign built that just has that.
Does she step
no,
on
No, she moved to Idaho.
Oh, Idaho, okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of jealous too, because I want to go there and go fishing there. But she built that whole deal. Like, built the reputation, built how things were done and how things were made. And, she is, she she's just built that thing.
It's just like everything we keep talking about. It's like everything you guys do. Yeah. Like everything is just taken to the next level of notch.
Yeah.
Everyone. The food is, you know, you guys buy higher quality food. You produce a higher quality thing. You have, you know, you're a local fishing boat that's had, you know, a crew full of guys have been there for 10 years or close to.
Yeah.
Like everything about it is just done. And, you know, and you just talked about all the guys you grew up working for, and you bring a lot of that long range, very high end customer service to a shorter length of trip. You know, whether it be your full days or the day and a half or the 2 days, like it's the full one. The thing that I like so much that Taro has done for this fleet down here is when that boat is full day fishing, you have brought a lot of crowd from Orange County and Los Angeles County and even farther north to fish in that fleet because of having the bunk and the style of trip that you guys really kind of pioneered and brought to it. And you know, the ability for a guy that's got a 3-hour drive ahead of him to get home, where, man, that's tough to do on a trip that comes until dark.
Yeah.
Now you guys have a platform where a guy could go fishing. He could get up early in the morning and come down and know that he's got a couple-hour ride out, grab a bunk, rack out, get some rest, be fresh and ready for fishing, eat a killer cheeseburger. But then at the end of the day, he can pass out, get your power nap in, take a shower if you need to, and then get on the road. And, like, it just opened up fishing to so many people outside of the area that was really tough to do on a local trip beforehand.
Yeah. That shower is the one thing I do. I can't believe I never mentioned the times that I've been on here in the last 10 years. On a full day trip when we're fishing offshore, and you have a 4-hour ride home. It's like, oh, we're not getting home till like 8. You can shower.
Totally.
You can bring your shower towel. So everyone that's listening, if you want to shower on a full day trip, bring your shower towel. You can definitely do it before your 3-hour ride home.
That's
what I'm saying. You're not having to go home and then shower at 11 o'clock at night.
Think about,
the days of fishing your butt off,
yeah,
tired, fish scaled, sunburned, sunblocked, and then having to get in the car for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Or think about grabbing a 2.5-hour nap on the ride home, getting a full fresh shower and then hopping your car. Yeah. I mean, you're a different person.
What does it take for somebody to reserve a bunk? I mean, is it reservation only? Or?
It's on our full day trips. It's first come first serve. But our full day trips are limited to 40 people. There's 36 bunks. So nine times out of 10, you're definitely gonna have a bunk.
You can accommodate 90%.
Yeah, we can accommodate 90%, and then there's a 20-person seating galley where you could crash out on a bench too on the way home. So
cool. I mean,
awesome.
Yeah.
We had that call earlier from, I think it was Charles and forgive me if I forget, in La Mesa, asking about the whole charter in the boat for his construction group. And like, what a perfect deal. I mean, dude, the best food, the best crew. Shower at the end of the day? Are you kidding me?
Send it. Hey, I had a fun text come through. Says, hey, one of the things we have not talked about is Taro is one of the best technical fishermen I've ever got to witness. I was wondering if you could give us a rundown on what you feel is the best option for our braid to fluoro, braid to mono, long top shot, short top shot, etc. I've always seen Taro fish, and he seems to get bites when nobody else can. Could you give us a rundown on what the best way to get bit on live bait is?
8 minutes. Okay, here we go.
eight minutes crammed into 2.5.
Like, smaller bait fishing. Two and a half minutes. Smaller bait fishing, I like a short 25-foot monofilament.
Okay.
Because smaller bait, you know, they're a little bit harder to cast, so monofilament comes off your reel better. So if I'm fishing a bigger bait, you know, I can go with Spectra to fluorocarbon, fishing a sardine, Spectra to fluorocarbon. And I personally like fishing a longer fluorocarbon leader, 20 foot, 25 foot, to where when I do make that underhand cast, I'm almost into my knot, or I don't have to worry about my knot going through my guides and getting stuck. I'm fishing my bait, and then my knot will come out of my guides. And what that does too is, if you're fishing finesse with smaller hooks, Spectra to fluorocarbon, it gives a little bit of stretch with 20 to 25 foot of fluorocarbon. Because a lot of times, like this bluefin fishing, you're having to get a little twitchy and kind of finessey. So longer fluorocarbon does help. And fluorocarbon sinks. So it does help your bait go down a little bit better if you belly hook. And you get a little, you get more of a chance of a reaction bite. Mm-hmm. It's because your bait's coming off the reel faster. Your fluorocarbon is somewhat sinking and help and not restricting the bait to come back up to surface. And then on jig fishing, I'm a all monofilament guy. With service iron fishing, I'd go with 40-pound Isner line every day.
There's no denying how good that line comes off the reel.
Yeah, there is no denying when you're making a cast or you're throwing hard, you know, you're not going to have to worry about a Spectra backlash or something like that. There are guys that do the Spectra on service iron, but I would say 40-pound if you're starting off, or even if you just like it. That's kind of just the way to go.
What's the reel that's in your hand when you're doing that?
Trinidad 20A.
Yeah.
Every day.
Never one better made for testing.
Never one better
probably
made.
Probably never will
and,
be.
In 25 years, I could say I've gone from a Pen 505 to a Trinidad A and everything in between. And then that 20A is just...
That's it.
It is insane. Yeah.
That's cool.
Catch everything on that reel.
Well said, man.
Yeah,
I dig
right?
It. That's a condensed captain's course right
there. There it is, man. That's good stuff. We're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Liberty with Captain Taro when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
The Ford Black Friday Sell-a-thon is on at your San Diego County Ford dealers. This sell-a-thon, for 4 days only, get the best offers of the season on an incredible selection of Ford's award-winning lineup of trucks and SUVs. Plus, get an extra $1,000 on your trade-in. It's your chance to save, whether it's America's best-selling F-Series trucks, the capable Bronco family of SUVs, or the all-electric favorites, like the Mustang Mach-E and F-150 Lightning. Visit your local dealership to find the perfect Ford for you this season during the Black Friday Sell-a-thon. Residency restrictions and exclusions apply. These Black Friday Sell-a-thon savings are only here until December 1st. So rush into your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankateen, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Up. Hook up. We're going to have Taro flip the coin. It's going to a texter, a caller. Texter today, and the texter is Bruce and Lemon Grove.
Hey, congratulations. That was the burger question, Bruce. Burger question. You're about to get yourself another Liberty Burger, bro.
Yeah.
Well, man, how fun. And boy, we were saying that I can't believe how fast 2 hours can go by. About the same as 25 years of being in the fishing biz there, Taro. Pretty cool. What a great time this was. Again, the accolades are all there for a reason. It's because you guys do such a great job on that boat. And if somebody wants to take advantage of all of this that's happening, fishing on the Liberty, there's upcoming Colonnette trips, doing a charter. You talk about the charters kind of taking over. How do we come fishing with you? What do we do?
You can look online at fishermanslanding.com for our schedule of the Colonnette trips. You can also give them a call at 619-221-8500 to book a charter or book a trip, or you can send us an email at libertysportfishingsd@gmail.com.
And again, I want to say the same thing as Corey, like, you and Gina run such a fantastic operation, a pleasure to get to fishing with. And if you haven't tried one of those Colonnette trips, man, what a cool way to do it. It's a great boat, a fun time. And again, when do those go online?
They go online the first weekend of January, so right after the new year.
We can book them now?
We can book them now.
I'm in. Hey, appreciate it. Great time. Corey, very fun having you. Taro, thanks so much for joining us. It was a great time. We got another great show coming for you tomorrow, as long as Pete makes it off of the tarmac.
We'll see how the de-icing works.
Yeah, we'll be in there tomorrow. Captain Max from the Pacific Voyager is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking fishing and a whole lot of fun. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.